Holy Spirit, come and bring revelation. Bring your heart to your people, that in their hearts they may receive your love, your compassion, and all that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Epiphany, epiphania, translates as manifestation, appearance, revelation. An epiphany celebrates the revelation of God in his Son as human in Jesus Christ. And the gifts, which we all know very well, offered by the wise men were symbolic of the importance of the birth of Jesus. Gold, representing his royal standing. Frankincense, his divine birth. Myrrh, his mortality. And today, marking the visit of the wise men at the beginning of a new year, what might God be saying, be wanting to manifest to you and to me today? Arise, shine, for your light has come. Well, the very first thought that occurred to me as I reflected afresh on the Epiphany story is that wise men and women go in search of Jesus. The wise men from the east saw the star, the light of the Christ in the sky, and journeyed in search of him. And wise people continue to leave the comfort of entrenched opinions, the safety of previous certainties, the haven of familiar surroundings, and even the safe harbor of profound skepticism. They leave all that, wise people, to go looking for Jesus. Why? Because they come to know nothing else will do. Nothing else will fill the aching gap inside of them. Not wealth, not power, not pleasures, not even family and loved ones. Nothing else will satisfy or fill the God-shaped hole inside every single human being. Indeed, as I was reminded on watching University Challenge, Celebrity Challenge, I think they call it, the other day. The wise know they will get penalized over time for something they can't do anything about. Age. None of us can do anything about age, aging. In one sense, life becomes more vainglorious, more futile, more pointless as age ravages us as human beings. So as we age, the wise know that only one thing redeems the seeming futility of life. Proverbs, King Solomon recognizes, he says, all is vanity. Life is vanity, but a wisp, and it's gone. Only one thing makes life worth living, the search to find and encounter Jesus Christ. The quest for Jesus and the encounter with Jesus is ultimately what gives you value. What gives life value. Just listen to the news and you'll reflect on that. The Magi, the wise men, understood that. They traveled thousands of miles, probably, in search of the one who's coming, the star, the light foretold. So at the start of a new year, are you prepared to be wise and search for Jesus? We sang a song at the beginning, I lay everything at my feet, at your feet. Are you prepared to be wise and search for Jesus? This question becomes even more insistent in the light of our reading from Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Now, Isaiah, this promise of salvation through the coming of God, Isaiah was prefiguring not just the coming of Jesus himself or the return of the exiles from Persia, from Babylonia. It's also a message of hope to all of us who are to receive salvation through Jesus. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Salvation and all that opens up for you has come to you. Early on New Year's Day, despite having gone to bed quite late, the Lord awakens, you spent time with him. And he gave me these words, which I wrote down. And if we can have the slide up, please. And these are the words I wrote down. My son, be of good cheer. Rejoice and give thanks, for I am indeed Emmanuel. God is with us. And I think Morris had that in his prayer. And I am with you. Let the world know that when I am with you, everything changes. Everything changes because the Spirit of God is with you. And the Spirit of the one who made the world and has the victory over everything watches over you and is at your disposal. For yes, you have authority in this world, and the devil and the enemy cannot withstand you. So live in this knowledge, giving thanks to me every day for your blessings, for I have indeed blessed you with everything to show people that I am good, always good, and look after my sons and daughters. Let the world know that my people are called to be full of joy, peace, and love. For why should any anxiety or worry inhabit those who have absolute certainty, absolute assurance of my presence with them? That's the faith Morris was praying about earlier. It is a gift, but it's a gift for all of us. Well, I had a shiver run down my spine when later that same day, I hadn't looked at the readings for today, this Sunday yet, and I thought, it's Tuesday afternoon, better just begin to think about the word for this Sunday. And it just confirmed that the word from the Lord I heard was not just for me, but for you as well, for all of us as believers. And I believe the Holy Spirit was revealing a truth underlying that reading from Isaiah 60. And we're going to have a slide. Listen to it again in the words of the Amplified Bible. Arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. For in fact, darkness will cover the earth, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory and brilliance will be seen on you. The new Jerusalem and the new bride, us, the believers, 2 millennia onwards. Well, how will the world know your light has come? Again, it goes back to the word I heard. Let the world know that I am with you. And when I am with you, everything changes. Everything changes because the Spirit of God is with you, and the Spirit of the one who made the world and has the victory over everything watches over you and is at your disposal. For yes, you have authority in this world. You have authority. And the devil and the enemy cannot withstand you. So live in this knowledge, giving thanks to me for your blessings daily. Let the world know that my people are called to be full of joy, peace, and love. For why should any anxiety or worry inhabit those who have absolute certainty, absolute assurance of my presence with them? Well, as if this wasn't enough revelation, God then led me to a commentary by a lady, Jennifer LeClaire, which just resonated with those words from Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come. And can we have the next slide, please? Jennifer says she heard the Lord say this, far too many of my people are begging me to do what I've already promised I would do. Far too many are making supplication, bargaining with me to do my revealed will, petitioning and crying out from a place of hope instead of faith. But I am calling my body to rise up and decree what I've already said, to prophesy what I've already said, to declare what I've already said, and to see my will and my kingdom established here in the earth. This is a time for every purpose under heaven. There is a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to pray the prayer of faith. There's a time to war with a prophetic word. There's a time to make supplication. There's a time to release the prayer of consecration. But in this season, I'm demonstrating the power of a decree released by the leading of my spirit through a heart of faith. We need the faith, but we also need to be listening to the Spirit. I'm demonstrating the power of a decree released by the leading of my spirit through a heart of faith. Decree a thing, and it shall be established. You know, one of the seismic shifts we've had to learn in this past 20, 30 years is that we have authority to declare things into being. You see, when Jesus told his disciples to go heal the sick, he didn't say, go and pray for them. Lord, we pray for... And it's so difficult for all of us, me included, to change that mindset. Lord, I pray for this, I pray for that. No, he's given you authority to declare things into being. I declare healing over Brian Rowley. I declare healing over X, Y, Z. I declare this into being. I declare peace in this place, in my college, my school. I declare transformation. You see, I decree and declare are four words that prayer warriors, intercessors often cry out in the heat of battle. It's right to declare healing in the name of Jesus, because he didn't ask us to pray. He said, go do it, heal it, heal the sick. But I'm the first to own up to the fact that my declarations and decrees often end without observable result, without that experiential revelation of the power of the decree. But you know what? It doesn't stop me declaring and decreeing, even if I don't often see results immediately. Am I disheartened? No, I'm not the healer. He is. I'm just being obedient and declaring. God is a healer, and I'm just being obedient in using the authority he's vested in me. If I don't see the results immediately, I need to go back and say, what is it about my faith or lack of it? What is it that's in me that's stopping the flow of his compassion from bringing about the declaration to being? You see, if I don't even start exercising his authority, I'll see even less of the kingdom being made manifest. Many of you have heard the story of John Wimber. He prayed for over 1,000 people, declaring before the breakthrough came. Most of us will have given up after 10, 20, 30. But if we know who we are and we step out in faith, he will honor it. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I felt since the turn of the year, it's just a seismic shift. Whenever we've prayed, there's the presence of God, that God is doing something new in this place, in this year. And my spirit just affirms Jennifer's prophetic word that in this year, God will demonstrate the power of a decree with rapid breakthrough following, that people will declare and see it happen. She says that God is pouring out revelation on Job 22:28 to believers who can believe that God's delegated authority to us positions us as more than priests who petition. We're called to be kings who decree and see an immediate response in the natural realm. I'm sorry, the sentences, the words are a bit small, but Job 22:28 says this, King James, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. The NIV, what you decide on will be done, and light will shine on your ways. the CEV, Contemporary English Version, he will do whatever you ask and life will be bright. The Amplified Bible, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. The Message Version, you'll decide what you want, and it will happen. Your life will be bathed in light. So what actually is a decree? Well, a decree is more than a positive confession. A decree is an order usually having the force of law. So when you decree healing or God's grace in the name of Jesus, you are declaring an order with authority vested in you as a son or daughter of the King. But maybe I should sound a note of caution, of warning. God also expects us to follow his decrees. Leviticus 18, verse 4 to 5 states, "My ordinances you shall observe, and my statutes you shall keep following them. I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my statutes and my ordinances. By doing so, one shall live. I am the Lord." And perhaps sometimes we fail to see the full effect of our decreeing and declarations because we're failing to follow his ordinances in every area of our life. Surrendering control to him over everything, our money, our careers, everything, putting him first. To those who do so, he will give everything because he knows he can trust them. Thankfully, too, the enemy is also bound to obey a prophetic declaration in the name of Jesus, the name at which every knee must bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. If you are asked to train in exorcism, one of the that has to be absolutely implanted in you that the enemy has no authority when the name of Jesus, he has to flee, he has to bow. Prophetic declarations in the name of Jesus, he cannot resist. So folk, we can decree the word of God or the revealed will of God through prophecy. Sometimes you're praying and the Lord just says, decree this. There's power in the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away, scripture says. His word is life to those who find it and healing to the flesh. That's from Proverbs. His word will add length to your life and give you peace. Proverbs 3:1. The grass withers and the flowers fade away, but the word of God will stand forever. Isaiah. His word is spirit and life. John. His word is truth. John. His word is pure, like silver tried in a furnace, purified seven times. Psalm 12, verse 6. The word of God is more potent, more powerful, more urgent than you or I ever imagined. Hebrews 4 explains the impact of the decreed word of God. For the word of God is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is no creature that is not revealed in his sight, for all things are bare and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. That's the effect of the word of God. It pierces through. Just brings change, transformation. Be encouraged, saints, when you hear the Holy Spirit say, decree this or decree that breakthrough. Sometimes you don't even need to hear Holy Spirit to act, for you know the revealed will of God. It's the word of God, the Bible. You know what he wants you to proclaim. You know that he's good and he loves to give good things to his people. So he says, go heal the sick. You have a legitimate right to heal the sick, to declare over them, to declare over Brian Rowley or Chris Brewer or Stephen Mitchell or Keith Foote or other people we've been praying about, Jan and Brian and Angela. And you declare life over them. Because that's God's desire for their healing. To quote Hebrews 4 again, "Let us then come with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I believe this year, 2019, God is demonstrating the power of the decree, because the decree is the tipping point to a bowl filled with intercession. That's why we're having a week of prayer and intercession. We want God to be made manifest. We want epiphanies to continue throughout the year. So come and pray. Church is open 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning for half an hour, and at 8 o'clock in the evening, maybe for long, for an hour, maybe longer if people want to stay. But come and pray. Fast if you can. And even if you can't be here physically, pray, join in, declare breakthrough for the church. Declare breakthrough for yourself, your family. Declare life over them, resurrection life. So saints, arise from the depression and prostration. Can we have that last slide? Arise from the spiritual depression that too many Christians are in. We're kept subdued by the enemy. We don't know our identity in Christ. We don't know the authority vested in us. Arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come. And the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. We need to search like wise men for Jesus and know who we are in Christ. The combination of those two means we arise, shine, for our light has come. Let us pray. Abba, Daddy, thank you for this wonderful gift. This epiphany, realization, manifestation of who we are in Christ. That just as the wise men found you, Jesus, so we may find you afresh, the risen, ascendant God who empowers us to be light in the world. Do it, Lord, for your name's sake. Amen.